Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic, Midrand is the story at the moment. The N1 southbound, there are two accidents, one after New Road, one after Allendale, and northbound, also very, very heavy queuing traffic from Buccleuch Interchange until you get to New Road.
The Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, Ronald Lamola, welcomed the Minister of State for Foreign Affairs of Nigeria, Bianca Adumengwa Ojukwu, today. The two ministers met in Cape Town this morning to kick off the Binational Commission. Now, President Cyril Ramaphosa is expected to meet his counterpart tomorrow. Moving abroad, the presidents of Russia and Iran pledged unconditional support to the Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad amid a shock rebel offensive in the country's northwest. The Kremlin says in a phone call between Vladimir Putin and Masoud Pezeshkian, the pair apparently expressed unconditional support for the actions of what they call Syria's legitimate authorities to restore constitutional order and territorial sovereignty. They also emphasized the importance of coordinating with Turkey in these offenses. I'm Madeline Frischer. More news at 5.
Sports time now with Joe Mann, and it's brought to you by Superbets. Winning isn't just for your team. Win for yourself at superbets.co.za. Superbets, the place to bet, spin, play, and win.
We start off with some rugby news. The DHL Stormers may need to find both a new captain as well as an inside centre for Saturday's opening Investec Champions Cup clash against French giants Toulon in Gqeberha. That's happening on Saturday. The Stormers skipper Dan Duplessis left the field at the end of a hard-fought 21-15 victory over the Hollywoodbet Sharks over the weekend, and he was listed as doubtful as a starter for Saturday's game. Forwards coach Rito Hlungwane said so earlier today. And following a disappointing showing at the Dubai Sevens, Blitzbok coach Philip Snyman has stressed that the team must regroup and improve to be competitive this season. The Blitzboks, who won a bronze at the Paris Olympics earlier this year, finished sixth in Dubai, the first of seven stops on the circuit of this past weekend. And another disappointed coach is Banyana Banyana head coach Desiree Ellis, who expressed her side's desire to bounce back following a tough 3-0 loss at the hands of Jamaica in the first of two international friendly matches on Saturday. And Bayern Munich coach Vincent Kompany says that he hopes that his injured star Harry Kane will return to the pitch before the end of the year. The 31-year-old forward pulled up with a hamstring tear in Saturday's 1-1 draw in the Bundesliga against Borussia Dortmund and will miss a few games. And Pep Guardiola joked that he perhaps should be sacked after Manchester City lost their fifth straight Premier League match, this time a 2-0 defeat at the hands of Liverpool. And I don't hear Rob playing the applause there. Liverpool supporters jeered the City boss, and he's enduring the worst run of his managerial career. And of course, he got, the proverbial sacked in the morning song as he was exiting Anfield.
I would like to be clear, that round of applause is not for Liverpool. It's for Pep losing five in a row.
I didn't expect Anfield with 0-2 start to chant be sacked. Maybe I deserve to be sacked, honestly. With the results, maybe I'm still in job because we won six Premier Leagues, a lot of titles. Otherwise, the hierarchy maybe would think, oh, it doesn't work. Yeah,
yeah, he never expected it. But maybe one day he will get sacked in the morning. Joe Mann, Jack Rand FM Sport.
Thank you very much, Joe. Sport brought to you by Superbets this afternoon. Bringing the heat with cash in or jet off. You can choose from 26 thrilling games and stand a chance to win 75,000 Rand in cold hard cash or escape to paradise with a 5-day luxury vacation in Mauritius. It's the stuff dreams are made of. Play now at superbets.co.za until the 15th of December. Make your next big win a reality. T's and C's apply. Superbets is a licensed betting operator and supports responsible gambling. No under 18s. Winners know when to stop. The National Gambling Toll Free Counseling Line 0800 006 008.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Jacaranda FM. Bye.